The Aged Care Royal Commission has been holding its latest hearings. Today there was evidence that the sector's regulators may have ignored a number of red flags relating to the Earlhaven nursing home on the Gold Coast. This was the home where a contract dispute last month saw 68 residents made homeless when staff walked out and removed medicine and equipment from the facility. Rachel Mealy is covering the Aged Care Royal Commission and she joins me in Brisbane. Rachel, take us through what the Royal Commission has heard about that day when the Earlhaven nursing home closed down.
Eleanor, it sounds all very dramatic on that day. Talisha Tuchori was the clinical nurse manager at the Earlhaven nursing home on the 11th of July, and that was the day that the company, which was subcontracted to run the nursing home, told the nursing staff that their wages wouldn't be paid. Now, Ms. Tuchori then made a 000 call because she just didn't have enough staff members to care for the 68 residents on site.
Ambulance, what is the town or suburb of your emergency?
Hi, in Narang, Queensland.
What's the exact address in Narang?
62 Lawrence Drive.
Is that Earlhaven?
That is. Look, I need to do like a bulk one. We've just gone into administration and the staff have gone home and it's not safe for our residents to be here anymore.
So I
need to pick up as many people as I can. As many places as I possibly can.
Oh gosh. How many potential patients are we looking at?
I'm going to say about 60.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Do they all need to go to hospital?
So that's the 000 call, Rachel. Was the Royal Commission already planning to look into the Earlhaven facility, or did this event bring it to the Commissioner's attention?
That's right. The Royal Commission wasn't planning to investigate this particular dispute because when the Royal Commission was put into place, this hadn't happened. But obviously the issues that are at the heart of this dispute go directly to what the Royal Commission is inquiring into. Now, what they're not going to look at is the contract dispute between the provider of the aged care facility, which was a company called PeopleCare, and the subcontractor named Help Street. But counsel assisting the Royal Commission, Peter Gray QC, says the law which hold providers in the aged care sector to account may be inadequate.
Over the course of this week, you will hear evidence that may lead you to question whether the current regulatory regime attaches sufficient weight to protecting the quality and safety of care, and whether the emphasis on managing a provider back to compliance provides for sufficient accountability when expected standards are not met.
That's Peter Gray QC, the counsel assisting the Royal Commission. Now, he says that the provider of the Earlhaven nursing home, which was a company called PeopleCare, which was run by Arthur Miller, had had a poor compliance record since it was approved as an aged care provider back in 2006. So he says that the focus of the inquiry this week at the Royal Commission is on that regulatory system, whether all was done by regulators and whether the system is designed well enough to address those risks. Now, he's detailed the insufficiencies of the regulatory system that's run by the Australian Aged Care Quality Agency and the Federal Aged Care Department, and the steps that those bodies took to manage the provider to comply with the quality standards. Now, Peter Gray QC has told the Royal Commission that at the end of the day, it might find that the regulatory system is inadequate.
In the meantime, various red flags appear to have been arising in 2019, and it will be necessary to inquire into whether they should have been apparent to Commonwealth officials who were in contact with PeopleCare and its facilities.
So that's the counsel assisting that Royal Commission, Peter Gray. Our reporter Rachel Mealy covering the Aged Care Royal Commission hearings in Brisbane.